Chansky's Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL, presented by The Casual Pint, your place for delicious pub food paired with local beer.
Are you wondering why Notre Dame is ranked this week? This is our Chansky with Wednesday Sports Notebook. The Fighting Irish are 0-2 and still number 24 in the AP poll and number 21 in the coaches poll. The most politically powerful college football program in the country lost its first two games of the season and somehow is still ranked. The Irish lost at Miami in their opener 27-24 and lost at home to Texas A&M 41-40 on a missed extra point. Let's quote Heather Dinch of ESPN. "Here's why Notre Dame is not on my top 25 this week," she said. "They haven't won a football game. I'm sorry, you may have wanted more than that. They are 135th in the country in tackles made. They are 134th in broken tackles. They are 117th in plays over 10 yards. They are 116th in rushing yards per game. They are 124th in first downs made. They are 126th in pass defense. And they are 108th in the country with 413 yards allowed per game. That's why Notre Dame is not in my top 25 this week. And did I mention they haven't won a game?" As far as stats and rankings go, 2-1 Carolina's game at 2-0 UCF Saturday will depend a lot on how the opposing quarterbacks play. Gio Lopez has seemed to improve in his first three games, but still doesn't have his timing down in his jump from mid-major football from South Alabama to Power Four. Bill Belichick is sticking with Lopez, and fifth-year senior Max Johnson didn't get into the 41-6 blowout of Richmond last Saturday. The Golden Knights will be playing at home, and in Coach Scott Frost's second tenure at the school has about as many new plays as Carolina, and some of them have played very well in their wins over North Carolina A&T and Jacksonville State. Like Lopez, starting quarterback Cam Fancher was injured in the first game of the season and gave way to Tennessee and Indiana transfer Taven Jackson, who has played well enough to keep the job against the Tar Heels after an idle weekend. The 6'4" junior has completed 29 of 45 passes for two touchdowns and no picks, and has also run for two more scores. Neither team is close to getting ranked, but their schedules ramp up this week, and a win in the 3:30 game in Orlando on Fox will improve the Victors' resume as both head into conference play after this one. Belichick was asked at his weekly press conference how Lopez is coming along. "A couple of Gio's throws came out real quick," he said. "The ball got there just in time. There's a difference between anticipating the receiver being open, then seeing him open and throwing the ball. If you wait until he gets open, a lot of times that window closes by the time you get him the ball, and it's too late." This is Archansky. See you at the Casual Pint.